Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We had the Blue Man Group in studio with us yesterday.
Yeah, buddy.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure we were the first
radio show
or interview with that kind of
well, they don't speak.
Setup.
So, yeah.
You can watch that interview and check us out attempting to do what they do at KidNation.com. And you can also get a free download of their new song, Creature Feature, from their new album, 3.
Cool.
It's real cool music just to have, man. Just background music at the parties.
And I always heard about those guys. I'd never seen them in action. I'm glad I did. I like that.
Yeah. Real cool guys.
It's fun.
A lot of interesting facts in that interview that you always learned about the Blue Man Group. Let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
Like Big Al Max said before the break, these are the little things you've always done. You think they're normal. And then you find out, no, they're not normal.
Yeah, right.
And you call us, you ask us if what you do makes you crazy. And we've been doing this for years.
We're professionals.
We are now professionals.
We've handed out hundreds of diagnoses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We would love to hear from you, Kid Nation. You can also text us using that same phone number. My name is Joe. This is on the text. My name is Joe, and I'm 12. I say the blessings with my dog and cat before I let them eat. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
No, that's cute.
No, that's crazy.
That is awesome.
Cute. That is cute. No, you keep on praying with
that's pretty good.
Dog.
If you have no one else to do it with, why not?
Yeah, I like that.
I stand alone.
Of all people, I thought you would appreciate that one the most. Cause being a
cute.
You go to church every Sunday.
Cute.
Being a what?
No, I was trying to read the next
Christian?
One. Caitlin says, if I'm watching a movie and there's a scene with someone underwater, I try to hold my breath for as long as the character has to. Does that make me crazy?
Yes. They can cut and
I do
come
that
back.
Too, I know.
But you try.
You try. Yeah. Tell me you've never tried that out.
I haven't done that.
I don't think I've done that.
It does make you pretty crazy, though. And this one right here, with a picture. I make out with raccoons. Does that make me crazy? And there she is, in fact, making out with a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Raccoon. Wow.
Would you ever make out with a wild raccoon?
No.
Some people make out with their dogs. Yeah. I guess if it's a tame raccoon.
Some people have
domesticated.
Yeah, I follow Pumpkin the Raccoon on Instagram. It's a domesticated raccoon. That hangs out with the dogs.
I've been making out with my dog a lot lately.
Really?
I love on him because I'm afraid our time is limited. So you start loving him even more at the end.
Absolutely. That's exactly how to do it.
I can't stop kissing on him.
Because then you'll feel like you got, you know, all the love
in. All the kisses.
It's true.
His breath is okay?
Oh, it's horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, it's always a little bit like death.
Ever since I kenneled him one time when I could never do it. He got this kennel cough, even though he'd been vaccinated, he's still got it because he has a collapsing trachea, and he sounds like he's dying every day. It's awful.
Poor guy.
My dog's
so unhappy.
My dog's old. He's like 13. We clean his teeth and everything. We take care of it, and his breath still smells so bad. Like, he licked my daughter the other day, and I wanted to give her a kiss, and her face smelled. Like, it stuck to her cheek.
Yeah, I think they die from the inside out.
Yeah, it's disgusting, man. Jenna, weren't you on the Waze with the Morgan Freeman thing?
Yeah, I just got Morgan Freeman to be my nav director on the Waze app.
Maybe Marco would like that because he says, when my phone connects to Bluetooth as I get into my car, it automatically tells me how long to get to my destination, assuming I'm going home. I purposely go somewhere else just so that the car doesn't win.
Do you know how frustrating it is that it does that? And for a while, when I would get in my car after I broke up, because it had gotten my routine down so much that I would drive from my place exactly where I was driving that night, and it was like, you are 4 minutes from this address.
Boyfriend's
and I was
home.
Like, stop. Now I've moved, so it's all confused. Joke's
that's
on you.
That Siri just being passive aggressive again.
Exactly.
Thanks, Siri. Didn't Morgan Freeman on the way say...
Morgan Freeman just said, I forgot to turn him off, and he said, now let's make a U-turn and throw our enemies off.
That's funny. Oh, man. Jessica, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? We would love to hear yours.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you all?
Doing
wonderful.
Awesome.
Kentucky girl here, Southern girl.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Long-time listener, third time on the air.
Yay.
Okay. How are you crazy?
Okay, so you know when it's cold outside and you can see your car exhaust, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I walk through it purposely, even in public, and like tell myself that I'm in like a Michael Jackson video. I do it really slow.
Got your own dry ice.
You need your own smoke machine.
And everything.
Oh, you should put that on your list for Christmas this year. I want my own smoke machine. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That makes you crazy.
That makes you crazy.
Fun. Yeah. I think it's fun.
That cool, fun, crazy, but still crazy.
That makes you crazy.
That's great.
But am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think you're fun at parties.
Can't wait.
I really am. I'm the nurse that Big Al made get choked on the biscuit, and I had to go in the ER and get the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
Way to go, Al.
Remember that?
You made someone choke on a biscuit?
On a biscuit.
Yeah.
I remember the story.
She called in, yeah.
Because you were laughing at him?
Yeah, I was laughing at
that's right, yeah.
He had messed up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and sucked it down my esophagus.
Sucked it down your esophagus.
Oh, my God.
I love the word esophagus,
well,
by the way.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Jessica. Can't wait for the fourth time you called into
the
show.
Yeah,
coming up soon. Have a great day. Let's go with Kaylin. Kaylin, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so everybody's, like, particular about their eggs, whatever. Well, I have to touch them and feel them and, like, it's always the ones on the bottom in the back, so I end up with stacks of cartons. And then there's never the right amount of, like, perfectness in my 12-count eggs, so I have to make my own carton. And even if I'm walking through and there's people getting eggs, I have to love on their eggs to make sure they're right. And it's really embarrassing.
You love
on them?
But I have
to if I don't. Yes, I have to touch them. And if I don't do it, I think about it all day.
Okay, Kaylin, what does the perfect egg feel like?
I don't know. You just feel it.
Yeah.
No bumps. Smooth. I switch out cracked eggs.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah.
You make your carton perfect.
You look at it.
But I don't obsess about it.
Kaylin feels up the eggs and makes sure they're right.
You're fondling
eggs.
Does
that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, Kaylin.
Yes. We're two for two today.
It's so embarrassing.
We'll stop.
Yeah, right?
She can't.
You can't just stop. It's a habit. I have to do it. Yeah. They have to be great eggs or they're just going to be disgusting.
Do you discriminate? I mean, do you give brown eggs equal time or do you just love on the white eggs?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Thank you for being an equal opportunity
egg
hunter.
Egg lover.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day, Kaylin. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, that's a weird one right there.
I think I've seen other people that switch them out, but I think they're just switching out the cracked ones, like Kelly said. I don't know if they're filling them up like Kaylin.
Wow.
Erica, so your mom has a cane?
She actually walks with a walker.
Yeah?
Yes, she's 53. She walks with a walker, and I feel bad that I stepped on too many cracks and I might have broken her back. Does that make me crazy?
You did what?
I find myself stopping sometimes.
Yeah.
And I, like, step over them subconsciously.
Yeah, if you step on a crack, you
break your mama's back.
Yeah,
gotcha. I try not to make it worse.
Way to go, Erica.
I know, I feel so bad.
That's funny crazy right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're all right.
Hope your mommy's doing okay.
But see, my daughter's the exact opposite. She'll see a crack and step on it and grind her foot in it. She thinks that's funny.
Really?
I have to work on her.
Wow. Just like you're laughing at that?
Just like her mommy.
My kid.
That's so passive aggressive.
Well, Kelly used to wish death on people.
How's your back feeling, Mom?
You feel that, Mom?
I feel that. GNR, am I saying your name right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. All right, so you're on the school bus?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're not getting in trouble, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
I eat spaghetti with ketchup. That's what makes me crazy.
I've heard that before, though.
Yeah.
That's not terribly
people
crazy.
People put ketchup on a lot of
thinking
stuff.
Thinking about trying that.
I put ketchup in mashed potatoes. That's really actually very good. Because it's just potatoes.
Yeah. When Elf came out, I tried the spaghetti with maple syrup.
No,
that was do not try that, GNR. Oh.
Well, I mean, if you're willing to try, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Right?
It was not that good. I wouldn't do that. No, you're not crazy. I think ketchup
is really close to tomato sauce, and that's on spaghetti a lot of times anyways.
Maybe you should try spaghetti with ranch, because everything's better with ranch.
Try that.
Well, I mean, I don't really like ranch. It's only with something.
Okay, that makes you crazy. Yeah, everybody likes ranch.
That's true. That's true.
I love ranch.
That makes you crazy right there. Have fun at school today. Let's go. Let's go with Jay here.
Okay.
Jay, what's going on?
Yeah, so
Whenever I buy like a new car or move into a new place, I automatically assume there are cameras and I act super dull and boring for like 2 weeks. And then I feel like they've gotten bored with me and they'll stop watching.
Oh, so you're boring intentionally because you think cameras are watching
you're
you.
Paranoid.
Right.
You're paranoid.
Yeah, I assume I'm being recorded or somebody, some creep's watching. So I'll just be boring.
Because there's so many there's so many little cameras now that people can install
right.
places.
There are.
Yeah. But why would they want to watch you?
You have no idea. Like if they stick out the 2 weeks, I feel like they deserve it.
Yeah, right?
They burnt it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with extra cautious.
Cautious, yes.
Yeah, a little very cautious. Paranoid. A little paranoid.
Every once in a while, I have a fleeting moment when that little red blinky light in the hotel room comes on, like around the sprinkler system.
Yeah.
I have a fleeting thought. Somebody's watching me.
Right.
Somebody's pulling an Aaron Andrews on me. Uh-huh. And then I get over it.
You feel good about it, though?
No, I don't feel good about it. But then I'm like, that's stupid.
You don't care?
So yeah. I get over it. But I do have that thought.
I do, too. Especially in dressing rooms.
Yeah.
I do it sometimes in dressing rooms, yeah.
I always feel like there's like a double-sided mirror and like the employees are watching me and they're making fun of me because that lighting in there is not good.
And then, that one day that you don't have underwear on, you're trying on some new pants.
Hold on, dude. You don't wear... You can't... That's gross.
If I know I'm going to buy them, I'll go ahead and put them on. I mean, I wear underwear 99% of the time.
You've tried on pants without underwear.
I have, yeah.
You have to, Kelly?
No, I haven't. I've dated a guy that
That's
did.
Gross.
But if I'm 99% sure I'm going to buy them, I'm just making sure that they fit,
He didn't care. He put half of them back.
Who, your boyfriend? Are you a friend?
The guy that... I'm not dating him now.
What's his name, Daniel?
No.
Daniel?
It was Russell.
Oh, was it?
Kelly.
Let's take one more here from Larissa. Larissa, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all? Good morning from upstate New York.
Hey,
upstate New York.
Is it chilly up there?
It is real cold. I'm standing outside. I teach at 8 a.m. It's about 8 right here, and so I'm late coming into my class so I can talk to y'all.
Good, yeah.
Oh, glad you did.
Well, teach,
tell
you can
us
wait.
What you do.
So my husband and I... Oh, sorry. What'd you ask, Dennis?
Yeah, no, I want to hear what you do that makes you crazy.
Yeah, go for it.
So my husband and I, most of the time, instead of talking to each other, we talk to each other through our cat. His name is Sharon. Sharon Renee, little Shanae.
Yeah.
And so most of the time, Sharon will say, Daddy, Mama wants to know what you want for dinner. And I'll say, well, Sharon, tell Daddy that I think I want spaghetti tonight. And she'll say, okay, Mama. And she'll go, and she'll tell my husband what I want for dinner. And 90% of the time, that's how we talk to each other. Does that make me crazy?
Yes!
So crazy.
I love that you and your husband found each other.
Yes.
How does Sharon talk again?
How's it going?
How's your cat talk again?
She has a very deep voice.
Shanae Nay has a deep voice.
She'll say, Mama, Daddy told me that he thinks you're cute.
Oh, I love you.
I love it.
Yes.
I want you to hang out with my wife because my wife does that same voice with dogs.
It's a good crazy.
It's a good crazy.
That's crazy. That's like fruitcake crazy.
Awesome. I'll take it.
I love that people want to be. Yeah.
Congratulations. You are crazy, but you're awesome. You are awesome.
Tell all your kids we said hey.
I will do that. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
You too, babe.
You too, Mama.
You too, Mama.
What does your dog sound like in your head, Al?
There's a guy that comes to our bar that always does a Curtis impression. I cannot even attempt to do it, but he's got this. My name is Curtis. Something.
And with that, we'll end that one there.
Oh,
that was great. Do you have a voice for George?
No.
Jenna, that's how you talk to him.
I don't have him talk to me.
Jenna, you used to talk like Max.
This is me talking like Max.
Oh,
R.I.P. dog.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Because he's dead.
That's not homie.
You guys, I'm about to get the two new ones, so you guys are going to have to help me come up with voices.
Perfect. We will. Maybe in a whole bit. But coming up next, you know this song? Hey, I just met you. I'm not going to sing it. I'm kidding. Carly Rae Jepsen, she's got a new song out. She wants to perform it for us.
Cool.
It's called Run Away With Me, and you'll hear that in the interview with Carly Rae Jepsen next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've moved on over to the Canal Side Lounge to talk to one of our friends who made her return because she came here back in the day when she was first starting out.
It's been years.
Straight out of Canada, promoting her album Emotion and her Gimme Love tour. Give it up for Carly Rae Jepsen, everybody.
Yay!
Carly, you took a break for 3 years to do Broadway and stuff.
Yeah, and to write an album.
And to write your album, of course.
I was lost in searching for it, so it took me a beat, yeah.
Because, the success for you with that first single, Call Me Maybe, you just had to be so blown away by that. It might have been intimidating to come back after a hit of that magnitude.
Yeah, it was just more of a question of what did I want to do next? Mm-hmm. And I allowed myself sort of the freedom of being like, I'm not going to rush it. I'm just going to explore and see and write with people that I love. And I probably made 3 albums that no one will ever hear before finally landing on Emotion.
You wrote 100 songs?
Yeah, probably like 150. Yeah.
Holy
yeah, I don't know. I a lot with this guy right here, actually. We were writing just all around the world. And
Please list them one by one, please.
Pardon me?
From favorite to least favorite.
List them
all
one
150
by one.
Songs.
there became some weird ones.
Yeah.
I think that's my process, though, as a writer, is there's sort of a lot of weeds and then the occasional flower. And part of sort of discovering them is just allowing every idea to exist.
Were you an actor before you did Broadway, or was that when you discovered you could do that, too?
Oh, I don't consider myself an actor at all.
Well, you were on Grease Live.
You were really,
you
really,
were wonderful.
Really great.
Thank you.
And that was a surprise for me because I didn't know you could do both.
It was a surprise for me. I feel like actually the character of Frenchie became developed as soon as I got to wear that period piece pointed bra and those crazy wigs. And then all of a sudden she just became Frenchie. It was very fun, but something definitely out of my element and in my comfort zones. But fun to do that kind of stuff.
It was fun. Like I was telling Carly, I wept at the end of it.
She did.
Because I was just so happy that for all of you for doing that.
I know, I wept too.
I know.
For many reasons, relief being one of them. Like, we survived.
Yeah, like, the only thing you noticed that may have gone wrong was when the dude was driving the golf cart and just went over the curb. And
that actually is like my favorite part. I finally watched it a couple weeks back. I was too scared to watch it immediately, but when that happened, I was just killing myself. I'm like, the bloopers are my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You can't help but love those.
Did you have friends over to watch it, or did you watch it by yourself?
My boyfriend was in the other room, and I would watch it. And then every once in a while, I'd come out pacing and be like, maybe I need some wine.
Talk to me right now.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, my God, what did I do? Like an after stage fright thing, right?
Well, it's just such, like I said, such a new adventure for me. I think I've never really considered myself to be an actor. So it was a fun thing. I was surrounded by so much talent, though, and so many people who I became very close to. So I think there was some comfort in that.
The story is Justin Bieber was in Canada back home and heard your song on the radio because it was playing in Canada.
Yeah.
Canadian Idol. And that's how he kind of discovered you and sent it to Scooter Braun.
It was right around the time when Twitter was the biggest deal in the world. And Justin was kind of at his Beatle height. And the stars aligned for me. He tweeted out liking the song and it just sort of took on a life of its own. So
and I always wanted to make a video, but then I felt like now too many people have done it. And the Call Me Maybe where everybody did the little parody video.
Yeah.
I never did one because I felt like I was a copycat.
Do you ever wonder what would have happened if that tweet wouldn't have gone out? Like, do you think Call Me Maybe would have been as big or it would have taken a little bit longer?
Oh, no. I owe a lot of, I think, the whole introduction out of Canada was because of that. But I think that we would still be doing our thing. I mean, it was a victory in itself the day that I could hand in my waitressing apron. And I was making a bit of a career in Canada, whether it was small beans or whatever. But we were ready to throw a party. I'm not a waitress anymore. And that was exciting in itself. So anything on top of that just became such an adventure. And I think the gift that Call Me Maybe gave me was one song and it was an exciting song, but it wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do with pop music.
So you had to go in and quit your waitressing job, which is one of those moments take this apron and shove it.
No, I liked that job and I liked the people there. It was just, I think the goal has always been, can you make a living off of music? That would be the dream. And ultimately it wasn't about how much success. It was just the fact that you could be doing that in any way would be amazing. So now with Emotion, which was, like you said, a long time coming, I feel like we're finally making the music that we've always wanted to make. Pop music. Yeah.
We could start a celebrity restaurant with Leon Bridges. He used to be a busboy.
Right.
Hey.
And
Carly.
Used to waitress, Carly. So we could have, this is a night.
We need a few more.
This is
we have a waitress and a busboy.
Yeah.
We need a cook and we need.
David Cook.
David.
Got him. Gotcha.
I can make a mean lasagna.
Yeah. There we go.
Next time you need to bring your lasagna. Carly, right? We would really love it if you sang your song, Run Away With Me, Please. I'll take that as a yes. Give it up for Carly Rae Jepsen, everybody.
Yay!
wanna go, get out of here, sick of the party, party. I'd run away with you. Ooh. Bam. This is the part you gotta say, all that you're feeling, feeling. Packing a bag, even tonight when everyone's sleeping, sleeping. Let's run away, I'd run away with you.
Awesome. Hot new hairstyle, hot red pumps and everything.
Right? Great single. I love that.
Thank you.
Are you one of those artists that reads reviews when your album came out? Were you anxiously waiting to see what people thought about it, or do you just let it float?
I tried very hard not to care one way or the other. I think after having the break that I had, it was like a nice sort of like, you get to talk to yourself enough to be like, you're doing this for you and this is what you love. But my mother, God bless her, would like send so many reviews my way.
Good and bad?
She probably filtered them. I got all the good ones.
Any plans to go on to the big screen and do some acting in movies? Have you been getting contacted?
No plans for that.
I mean, after Grease, you must have had a lot of your phone ringing a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is if I could be two places at once, it would be a fun thing to look at. But I think my main kind of passion will always be this. And it's a passion, but it's more of like an interest versus like a, I don't know, something I'm really pining for.
Well, I do have plans on hitting the big screen. I just, you know, it's just my plan. No one's asking me to do it.
But. Well, you're going to be in the audience watching the movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Who contacted you to do the Fuller House theme song?
This is news to me.
Carly's really?
Oh, my daughter and I are so excited.
Right? I can remember a time in my life where I didn't know how to tell the time, and we'd be on camping trips with my parents, and I'd be like, how much longer till we get there? And they'd be like, 3 more full houses, and I knew exactly what they meant.
That makes sense.
I got asked, actually, it was just a list of just daily sort of approvals I was going through with my project manager. And she was like, I don't know if you're interested in this. We don't really have time right now, but if you wanted to go in for like a night session, you could record the Fuller House theme song with Butch Walker. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I'll go in tonight. Let's do it.
Oh, that's so fun. Is it the same song, you just with your twist, or is it a whole new song?
No, I would have refused to do a new song. I'm like, it's Full House. It's got to stay classic.
Our favorite Full House character.
I did not know that. That's something I learned today.
Both of the Olsons cut it out. I think I was like their age when I was into Full House. Uh-huh. So I was very into
Like Michelle.
Yeah, very into Michelle.
Who's not going to be a part of Fuller House.
No.
They might. Who knows? They might like pop in for a hello.
Do you have intel?
Pardon me? I wish I had intel. That's just me wishful thinking.
Oh, okay.
Well, Carly, I know you're really busy. You're on your tour right now. You're performing. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for coming out here.
Song.
We'll let you go back to sleep.
Right.
I'm sure you want to do that. Make sure you check her out in her Give Me Love tour. Buy Emotion. It's a great album. Please do
love
so.
It.
Give it up for Carly Rae Jepsen, everybody.
Yay.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Don't worry, ladies. Jerry Raspberry, Kelly Raspberry's father, is calling the show in about 20 minutes. So he's got to let us know what we're going to do the last day of the Raspberry Road trip.
Uh-huh.
Got it all set up for you.
You've done a very good job of planning this trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, starting on Sunday in Tuscaloosa, going all the way so far, we got it up to Wednesday in Myrtle Beach. So he's going to let us know what we're going to be doing on Thursday.
Okay.
Keep those ears open for that.
Got it.
The Bachelor has hooked us, or at least me.
4 girls left at this point?
Yeah, there's 4 girls left. It was the hometown visits, and they're saying this is the most dramatic end because he does fall in love with 2 girls and actually says it to
them.
See,
and that's not
That's not right.
That's not cool at all.
That's not cool at all, Kelly.
I don't like that either.
They let bachelors and bachelorettes pretty much make up stuff now. They don't have to do the rose ceremony if they don't want. They can throw the love word out. That used to be taboo.
Yeah. I feel like Ben's just, like, he's a little too real with it at times, where he should hold back his feelings, but
whatever, it's reality.
He's an emotional dude. The episode, the hometown visit started with Amanda. She's the one that has 2 girls. She's the mom remaining. And this is the one you got to be most careful with because there are kids involved. So he went to Orange County to meet Amanda's kids.
And see.
Yeah. And so far, everything's great because they're hanging out and everything. You know, they're at the beach and they're hanging out in mansions. But he hasn't seen what it's like yet to be a father. And this guy's young. He's like he's 24. 25.
Yeah.
These are little kids.
And these are little kids.
How old are they?
Man, they're like 2 and 4 or something like that.
Okay. Real little.
Like really little. Like they need a lot of help still.
Sure.
And they need you to be around all the time. And that was Amanda's mom's fear, that he's not ready to be an instant dad.
Honestly, it was not something I had thought about when I started this. When she told me, it was really the first time it hit me that that could be even a possibility. And my initial reaction and my thought process was, okay, which is weird. Like, I didn't expect, I really did not expect that reaction out of myself.
Right.
But it was like, okay. I mean, just meeting the girls today, like, today could not have gone better. The girls didn't, like, hate me. They're really sweet and nice and,
But to actually be in the situation, to take on all that responsibility, that's a huge step. I'm very cautious, and I want to make sure everything's going to be okay.
And you got to see a little glimpse of it, too, because they had those girls out there filming all day long. And on the ride home, they were crying the whole time.
Yeah, I was reading the recap this morning, and they said it was just like a torture because this kid wouldn't stop crying. And he's in the car ride. The kid's crying in the back. They go meet the parents. Kid's crying. She finally puts the kid to bed. That's real.
That's real life.
It is. Yeah.
The kids are going to do that maybe
once a day. I just hope she doesn't blame that kid for what happens.
No, I don't think you should blame the kid.
You wait.
You blame it. You could blame it on Ben being a young dude and not being ready.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
For all that. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, you know, whenever you want your kids to be on their best behavior, they never are. They never are. They have this sixth sense about it. Oh, mommy wants me to be good right now. I can tell. And then all hell breaks loose.
I'm going
to
rebel.
Yeah. My son had a meltdown at the mall yesterday. My wife took him to the mall to buy pants, and he wanted a Star Wars shirt. No, you're not getting a Star Wars shirt. He threw the biggest fit ever, started throwing clothes in the store. My apologies to H&M. That's not normally how my son behaves. I apologize for that.
So back to The Bachelor. How old is Ben?
He's like 24, 25, I think, right?
He's pretty young.
He's really young.
They're
he looks
all
older
young.
Than this.
So 25, I'm hearing from the back room. So that makes it really that's a difficult thing. Two kids, you've never had kids before,
right.
And you're jumping in with a relationship.
I don't think
some men do it, though.
They will.
It's not a deal breaker for me, but I'll be honest. Like, I wouldn't prefer to date a man with a child right now, especially one that young at my age, because I haven't had kids. I want to be kind of selfish. I don't think there's anything wrong with him not wanting to marry someone with kids already.
He's 27. He's still young.
He's 27. Okay.
Yeah, I think her dad put it the best when he talked to her dad, because he said, look, if you are a father to these little girls, when you want to go out to the gym with your buddies, you're not going to be able to do it every time. If you want to go hang out with
that's
people,
true.
You can't, because they have to come first.
You come second, yeah.
And I think that scared them. It genuinely is a
it
scary
should.
Feeling. Even if you are the biological father, when you find out your girl's pregnant, you're like, my life is going to change drastically.
That's right.
And boy, does it. It does.
You can preach to that.
Yeah, I don't go to the clubs.
Yeah, how's your life been? I haven't seen you.
It's been great. It's a different kind of great.
It's a different kind of great.
Oh, man.
Very well said.
No, it really is.
Very well said,
glowing
Dad.
Daddy reviews.
Yeah, it really is.
I know. It's more fulfilling, probably.
It makes it more exciting when I do get to go out, though. It really does make it that much more exciting. So I would say that was a successful hometown visit, even though I think Ben looked like a deer in headlights at times.
Okay. It was successful because it showed him what real life is like outside the walls of that fake reality The Bachelor creates.
And he needed that. He really needed that. Then there was Lauren B. And, man, when he walked into Lauren B's house, I don't know if anybody noticed, but his eyes darted straight to her hot sister. Lauren B's sister is hot.
Like, oh, don't really? You hate that? You meet a girl and she's got a hot sister.
Yeah. Oh, like she's
like,
really.
Man, like, weren't you at the bar the other day?
I chose the wrong one.
And they're sitting there out, and Lauren's sister picks him up and goes, hey, let me go. Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Ben's been making out with everybody this season. What if he What if he makes out with Lauren's hot sister?
Oh, my God.
That's what I was thinking.
This is because you're a guy watching The Bachelor.
And then what if there's a pillow fight?
So he meets with Lauren's sister, and her sister was not 100% sure about Ben.
You know, it's like you haven't been single for that long, which makes me a little bit nervous. Like, what makes Ben different?
Yeah.
Like, why?
I mean,
I don't know.
The last relationship that I got out was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And my feelings for Ben are different than I've ever felt about anyone.
Do you think that, like, you and Ben are compatible, truly, like, your personalities?
Like, are you asking if I'm in love with Ben?
Well, yes.
I feel like Ben's, like, my person.
It's crazy. It's insane.
My person.
Okay.
You're my
person. Are
you
compatible? Are you asking me if I'm in love? It's how, like, do those two things go together?
It's like, no.
It's like some producer said, okay, you ask this, and then you tell her this.
I think they bait him with questions. But Ben, here's what did happen when Ben was talking to Hot Sister. He started crying when she was asking him about their relationship.
Let's be honest. She was hot.
She's really
real
hot.
She's real hot.
And Ben
that might be what he was crying about.
A lot
right.
of lying.
So he starts crying when he's with his sister. And I looked over at my wife. I'm like, is he crying because he is not going to get to make out with this
like,
girl?
Like, why didn't this one sign up for The Bachelor?
Yeah, right. He was crying to show.
Not
like,
that Lauren B is not beautiful.
No, she is beautiful.
There's always the hotter sister.
Hot sister.
Man.
That's not fair.
Yeah, I know.
That is not fair.
Personality has a lot to do with it.
It does.
Not on The Bachelor.
Yeah, Lauren regretted when she said bye to him that she didn't say, I love you. Like, these girls aren't saying it. A lot of the times they say, I love you in this part.
Because you feel like an idiot saying it first.
Aren't you supposed to say, I love you just so he
knows?
Yeah,
but you feel like an idiot. And there's camera crews there. It's just weird.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And how do you know for sure?
And you can tell when the girls that do say it, it's like they're clenching their jaw. I love you. And I don't know what you're going to say. I'm about to throw up now. It's weird.
I'm just saying I love you so I can win.
Well, that's what guys say it for at the middle of the night.
Yeah.
They win.
Oh, baby, I love you.
I bet you Ben said I love you to the hot sister. Man, that girl was beautiful.
Yeah, she was.
Okay, enough.
Sorry.
I'm mad on behalf of Kinsey.
I am too. That's what I was going to say. I'd be mad if I was your wife. It's one thing to say she's hot and beautiful once, and then
my wife was saying the same thing.
10
times.
Yeah,
but you can't keep on.
I'm just saying it for my wife.
There comes a point when you need to stop.
You're saying it for her. Okay.
And then there's Kayla. Mm-hmm. Kayla is the third girl, one of the girls remaining. She's the one that's she's Filipino and white.
I think she's going to win.
You think she's the one that's going to win?
I think she's too nice.
Yeah.
Her dad, he seemed like the coolest dad out of all of them. And he wasn't sure if Kayla was actually in love because he doesn't see how this works when you're only meeting for like 2 days.
I know, it's unrealistic.
And he's like, he's keeping it real. Like, he's not mad. He's not happy. He's just, yeah. he's really, he just wants to figure out what she's feeling.
How do you block out everything else?
I know.
And just focus in on your relationship with him.
It's hard. The way I block it out is I just focus on the time I have with Ben. And
smart.
That's what I've done every time. The thing is, he can't tell me how he's feeling, which is the hardest part about this. Daddy, I know. This is it.
This is it.
Well, darling, you got, I mean, honey, I know. I pray that this is it for you as well. You know that.
I know.
You know.
I don't want you to think that I'm getting swept up in my emotions.
You are.
Yeah, you are.
But darling,
I've been holding it in for a while. The moments we spend together feel right.
Yeah.
And everything that I know about him feels like this is what I've been looking for my entire life.
You are,
you're
in fact, definitely getting swept up in your feelings. That's what's happening
because
to every single girl.
At the recap, the final after the rose ceremony, all the girls sit there and like, yeah, you know, it was nice. I really appreciate you, Ben, but I've moved on.
Were you really
in
love?
It's not real.
Now let's get to the drama of the night. Jenna's friend JoJo.
Okay.
This is your homegirl. So
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually closer with the brothers.
So
I know the brothers and I know JoJo. So yeah, I'm a little biased here because I love the family.
The brothers were not getting very much love after last night's episode. So JoJo shows up to her house and there are some flowers right at the front door. And I'm like, how rude of Ben. How rude of Ben to send her flowers and not the other girls. So JoJo grabs the flowers and starts reading a letter. And these flowers ended up not being from Ben.
JoJo, I first want to start by saying I'm writing in not because you are on the show. It's because I have spent the last 39 days self-reflecting and soul-searching about you and me. I gave you my time, made you laugh, and we did everything together. I am human and make mistakes, and it has taken this journey to understand what true love really is. Wait. No. No! This letter is not from Ben. I don't want to read this.
It's from the ex-boyfriend.
She didn't recognize his handwriting?
Dun, dun,
A,
dun.
That's number one, A. And B, how did he know she was coming home? Because they keep their travels pretty under wraps.
Well, I mean, no. I guess she has to let the they have to let the family know to clear their schedules to be there for filming.
Well, they have to make some drama. They create drama.
They know each other.
Yeah.
They all know each other.
They create drama.
Everyone,
producers do that. Like,
dude, what are you talking about, JC? It's a small world that we live in.
How did this happen?
Most of us have a pretty small social circle.
Yeah, like I don't get how the boyfriend, I guess maybe her brothers may have mentioned something.
I mean, I know
something.
That she wasn't able, you're not able to talk to friends and family very much. You get a couple phone calls to check in with your family, I think is what I heard. She was allowed to do.
Okay.
So I'm sure he got wind of when she was coming back to town.
And this is where it went wrong for me because she decided to tell Ben that she got the.
I know.
That's where you're like, oh, I wouldn't have told the new boyfriend.
It's going to be on TV.
Yeah. It is.
You might as well come clean.
But she could.
And that might make. No, see, then there's the spirit of competition that kicks in among men.
Smart girl.
Yeah.
If you want me, you better step up because homeboy's chomping at the
bits. I'm sorry, Ben. If you're not that into me, there's this other guy that's just like dying to get me back.
Ben was actually pretty cool about it because she said, I ended it. I'm done with this guy. And Ben was cool about the flowers.
Who's the fool in this situation?
Yeah. And but the brothers. The brothers were not the friendliest to Ben.
This was so funny.
They were actually extremely mean.
Good. That's what brothers are supposed to do.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Protect their sister.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
I care about JoJo a lot.
There's also that, you know, God-given intuition, that two-second thing that, you know, we've all been given. And I don't know if you were coached on your answer or what it is, but just as a brother, right? And I think you can appreciate that. Go, you know what? JoJo comes from a family that's very close. They care for each other. They're protective. And, you know, there's four girls. I can't give you guys anything. So when I hear that as a brother, I'm like, dude, my sister is way more into this guy than he is into her.
Basically calling out Ben for not being into their sister.
It's the game.
First of all, they were cracking me up because these guys, they're smart guys. I'm friends with them again. I'm biased. But they're awesome. And this was hilarious to watch because they came across as way more serious than they really are.
So
but they're intelligent. And Ben was on a reality show himself in the past. So
the,
they get
the brother.
It. Super skeptical. They know that that's what they were grilling
they
JoJo about.
Real.
They're really protective of her. And they were like, she's been hurt in the past. They're like, dude.
So there are two reality show families?
You've been on two dates.
Yes. Yeah.
He was on, yeah, the
JoJo's brother's been on a reality show too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, also shout out to JoJo's dad's mustache. That thing was on point.
I didn't see it.
Oh man, it was just the cool old school I don't want to call it the
They were playing the older brother. You can't call it what you want to call it. Yeah. Is their dad a mustache?
Yeah, it's a really cool mustache. And at the end, Amanda ends up getting blindsided the mom and gets sent home.
See that one coming?
He should have left her there.
Yeah.
He should have ended that instead of bringing her back to California.
I'm not her, but he made out with her and made her look.
All right, so now it's like down to three.
Now it's down to three. Now it's meet Ben's family.
Next week is going to be the most dramatic episode ever.
Well, yeah, because he's going to tell two girls he loves them. And the way they edited it, it makes it look like he picks one and then changes his mind and calls her back. That's the way it looks edited.
How many episodes left? He has to go to their family,
right?
And then they go to
Jamaica
or wherever they go.
The follow up with the women, and then they do the final run.
Yeah, we got two. And also, shout out to JoJo's dad for pulling the champagne bottle away from mom.
I've never met their mom, but that was hilarious.
I love JoJo's dad. Yes, he was my favorite all night. Speaking of dads, my favorite dad on the show, of course, Mr. Jerry Raspberry, who's going to be going on the Raspberry Road Trip with us. He's going to call us to finish up the last minute details from the trip and let us know what we're doing the last day of it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, I don't think we've seen this much fever for a man since Elvis Presley.
Oh, my
God. Or the Beatles. Oh, or man. One Direction.
Maybe
mostly Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm speaking of Mr. Jerry Raspberry, who all the ladies are just talking about left and right.
Jerry!
Meet Mr. Raspberry.
Jerry!
He's become the star of the Raspberry Road Trip, and he's here to talk about it even more because there's more plans that are made, right, Mr. Raspberry?
You got it. Let me say good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Daddy.
And the rest.
Good morning. Hi,
Mr. Raspberry.
Good morning, Mr. Raspberry.
Well played,
good
sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we have this Raspberry Road Trip all set to go, right? We're kicking it off on Sunday.
You got it, my friend. Listen, countdown. 5 days, the Raspberry Road Trip begins.
All right. Where are we going to be Sunday night, JC? That's the first appearance.
We're at Rounders on the Strip in Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah,
okay,
that's where
Sunday
we're gonna be.
Night. What time?
We're gonna be there from 5 to 7, right, Mr. Raspberry?
5 to 7.
Okay.
Rounders on the Strip, yes, sir.
All right.
And the next day we head over to Chattanooga.
Yeah, and we'll be at Sing It or Wing It in downtown, singing some karaoke and eating some wings.
And what time will be there?
5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. Oh, a little 30 minute.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
And then on Tuesday we'll be in Augusta, Georgia at Wild Wing Cafe from 5 till 7 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have a steady wing diet on this trip.
No lie.
Right. Mr. Raspberry likes himself some wings. I'm starting to realize this.
I'm a wing man.
And then on Wednesday we're going to South Carolina, your home state, Kelly Raspberry. We'll be in Myrtle Beach at Senor Frogs from 5 to 7.
You guys, I'm going to break away, by the way. I didn't tell you.
What?
I'm breaking away after our appearance in Myrtle Beach because my entire dad's side of my family lives outside of Myrtle Beach.
Oh, that's cool.
I might even go have a sleepover. We'll see.
Did you clear this with Mr. Raspberry?
Mr. Raspberry, I'm clearing it with you now. I cleared it with Robert, our producer.
Jenna, you have a pass.
I know. I figured he'd be supportive of this. That I have
family.
Half a family I haven't seen in a decade, and they live in South Carolina.
They should come to Senior Frogs.
Yeah. Maybe they will.
To pick you up.
That's so cool, Jenna.
All right, now our final appearance is Thursday night in Florence, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Raspberry's got that all set up for us. We don't know yet.
So we're going to go from Myrtle Beach to Florence.
Yeah, but before we get there, what do you have for us, Mr. Raspberry?
Well, on the way from Myrtle Beach to Flowtown, we're going to make a little detour to Mullen, South Carolina. We're going to stop over in my hometown, and we're going to have lunch at Webster's Manor. We talked about that, and I told you I'd be working on the menu.
Yeah.
And I have been in contact with Miss Ann McDonald. She owns Webster's Manor.
Oh, how's Ann doing?
And fried chicken is a given, right?
Oh, good.
We got fried chicken
every
coming.
Every day.
Rutabagas are in. I'm working on collard greens, as I said the other day, and other items. And listen, to save room for dessert, we got to kind of pace ourselves, save room for dessert, because I'm going to ask for some delicious banana pudding.
Oh, yes!
Delicious banana pudding. We got to have that, right?
Yes. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to be rolling out of this.
Jerry, are there any of those juice bars on the way anywhere for some green juice?
And by the way, we're going to be rolling in style. Remember our 30-foot luxury motor coach provided by vroomvroomvroom.com.
How many mentions did you promise them, Daddy?
Let me tell you a little surprise I've got. I know people, you remember that?
Yeah.
I contacted my friends at 360 Wrap. They're making us some vinyl logos to put on the side of our 30-foot luxury coach.
Very cool.
When we're going down the highways, people are going to see Raspberry Road Trip, Kid Craddock Morning Show, and they're
going to
be blowing horn and waving. Man, it's going to be great.
Just get a convoy going. Follow us.
Sure.
Let me get this right. Your picture, Mr. Raspberry, is going to be on the side of the van, Mr. Jerry Raspberry, in charge of the Raspberry Road Trip on the side of the van, vroomvroomvroom.com.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about that, but, you know, you've already said I'm a wanted man, and I mean that more ways than one, so it's best that maybe some of the officials don't know who's on that bus, okay?
I can't wait. So my picture
might not be there, but we're going to arrive in Florence. We're going to go to the Florence Mall. Former home of Go West.
That's right. We got hats and belts and boots, jeans and shirts and Western suits. All the finest Western wear. Go West.
Go West.
Go West.
Go West.
We got the finest Western wear. Go West.
Go West.
Them good old boys gonna treat you well. Go West.
Go West.
Don't settle for less.
Go West.
Go West. It's your part, Daddy.
That's Go West in the Florence Mall. Let us bring out the cowboy in you.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Don't you love it?
We're going to be at
Florence Mall, Redbone Alley.
Yay! Every time I go home, I go there.
That's next Thursday.
They have great shrimp and grits.
Redbone Alley.
Amen. That's one of their favorite dishes, shrimp and grits.
Okay.
We'll have some sponsors and fans there. Come on out and meet and greet time.
What time are we going to be there, Daddy?
We're going to be there from 5 to 7.
Okay, so 5 to 7 seems to be the running theme, except for Chattanooga, which is 5:30 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, then, you know, the show's going to end up the next morning broadcasting live from Star 93.7. And I'm kind of sad to say, but that's going to bring the Raspberry Road Trip to an end.
Well, don't be sad. It hadn't even started yet, sir.
Yeah.
But Kelly, my wife Connie and Emma Kelly, we're going to stay over. And Kelly had an idea. Kelly and Ryan are both graduates of Florence Christian School. That's their alma mater right in Florence, South Carolina. For years and years, our church home was Florence Baptist Temple. So, Kelly, I thought then maybe we could make arrangements to attend services on Sunday, March the 6th at Florence Baptist Temple. Would you like that?
Yeah, I'd love that. I haven't been there in years.
Sounds good. Let's do that.
We went there for years, enjoyed the church. We'll hear a great message, no doubt about it, from Pastor Bill Monroe. So let's just plan to do that. We'll have a great time.
Okay,
so you set up an appearance at church for Miss Raspberry. I like that, Mr. Raspberry.
Well, yes, I'll have an autograph table set up at the back.
maybe I can get a little point out from the pulpit and say we're glad to have Kelly Raspberry here.
Maybe he'll take up a love offering for us.
Take up a little love offering.
Well, this trip sounds like a lot of fun, Mr. Raspberry.
Yes, you don't want to stick around and go to church with us on Sunday?
I got to get back and do that thing. That new restaurant I'm opening up.
And we already bought our plane tickets and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise I would totally.
I would too, man.
So, in a second.
Yep.
Well, folks, I'm excited about the Raspberry Road Trip and the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We're all family, and us going and doing this together is going to be a great trip, a trip to remember.
It'll be great.
So I'm still working out some little final details, but all that'll come into place. And you folks just have a great day and looking forward to meeting and greeting our fans all along the way. God bless you and just have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Daddy.
God bless you too, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Bye now.
Love you, Mr. Raspberry.
Love you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Your dad loves me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
People are still really excited to meet your dad on the Raspberry Road Trip, Kelly. I think it's Jerry Raspberry and the rest now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet you guys starting on Sunday.
It's going to be fun, man.
Everybody, welcome.
Pack. I'm just like, that's what's concerning me.
How do we pack for a
week? I don't know how you pack.
Unless you're going to 5 different places. Yeah, you got a good point.
Maybe Elena can help us because she's really into fashion right now.
Yeah, I can totally help you pack for a fee.
For a fee?
She's trying to earn a buck where she can.
Everything's for a fee, though.
It's hard out there for a phone screener, huh?
It is hard for me, man. Had to go to out of town this weekend to try to gamble and win some money.
Oh, where'd you go?
I went to Shreveport.
Nice.
Louisiana.
Did you win some money?
I did win a little bit of money.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I won $25 because my cousin...
$25.
She wasn't feeling good, so she left the craps table and she was like, here, I don't need this chip. And I was like, well, I do. And I didn't even play. I just went, yes, man.
Just stand there.
Well played,
Elena. I was like, gotta go.
You got to stand there at least for a little bit so you can get the free drinks,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll just stand, like, next to my mom, and then when the waitress comes around, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like, pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right now, it's award season, so you're really into what people are wearing?
Yes, always.
Because right now, we can all say white Vans are super in right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white Vans.
Did you see any white Vans when you were out and about on the streets, asking?
I didn't.
Oh, no. People need to get with it.
They do.
So you're in Shreveport.
Yeah. My family loves a restaurant there. They've been going there since before I was born. So we like to go celebrate some family birthdays there once a year. So we make a weekend trip and go eat at Ernest's in Shreveport.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ernest's.
Yeah, so if you're ever in Shreveport, you got to go to Ernest's and get some marinated crab claws. And bread is so good. And their A&B freezes at the end. Oh, man.
You just cross the line to get in Louisiana, and the food just starts tasting better.
So good.
It is so good. So we did that, and then we went and gambled afterwards.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, it's award season.
Yeah.
Let's check in, find out what people are up to.
Okay, let's see.
Hey, this is Elena from Kid.
Wow, that was really
hot. I'm coming in hot.
Are you screaming at me?
Woo.
I was a little bit.
Try that again. sorry about that.
Wait, you're checking in on fashion.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sorry about that in your car.
Hey, this is Elena from Kid Craddock Fashion Police. What are you wearing?
This shirt?
Yeah.
I got this at Walmart.
I am wearing a pants and shirts.
Woo! Hey, I'm with Kid Craddock Fashion Police. What are you wearing tonight?
I don't know what I'm wearing.
Yeah, you're at the casino.
Always eyes on and cinch jeans. Cowboy up.
Oh, hi, this is the 1970 look. Okay, I'm wearing my little polka dot lime green, my little different color. And my boots to go with it.
All right. You look great, girl.
So Justin,
what are you guys wearing tonight?
Jeans? I don't know how to answer that.
What are you wearing tonight, ma'am?
Well, I'm wearing skinny jeans and some sandals and revealing top, so to speak.
Well, you're looking hot.
I am wearing a black t-shirt. I am wearing some tan Levi's.
All right.
Yeah. And I am wearing some Nike straps for the shoes. And I have a 14-inch Cuban link. With a bracelet.
Say what?
Oh. And I am so lucky to be around two of the most beautifulest ladies.
Yeah. I'm Elena. I'm with Kid Craddock Fashion Police. What are you wearing tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Plaid.
Get out of my face.
What else?
Black boots.
Woo! What's the designer?
I don't know. I don't know.
She looks hot.
It's my sister.
Guys, oh my
gosh.
Get out of my face.
That guy was angry.
He was so funny.
Steve didn't do well on the craft.
No, he didn't.
Apparently.
No, he wasn't happy.
Get out of my face.
Yeah.
He might be married to Flossie.
I am tired.
Poor Flossie. I hope she gets a nap.
I mean, are you supposed to get dressed up to go to the casino?
I mean, you
I
see it
so.
All.
There's
you
different
really
kinds of casinos.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in Las Vegas, that's where you go, like, clubbing.
That's
where everyone wants to get real dressed up, usually. Mm-hmm. But most casinos, you're
it's
there to gamble.
Yeah.
You're there to gamble.
You got
to
get your sneakers on because you're walking. Those places are huge.
They're comfy.
And they're
the
open until, like.
They're always open.
They don't close.
Yeah, they don't close.
They're open all day.
Yeah, people will, and they don't have any windows, so you don't know how long you've been trapped in there.
They pump it with oxygen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The locals will just go anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Before work, after work, during work.
Elena, when you got done asking what people were wearing, you decided to start begging for money?
I mean, maybe a little.
That's awkward.
Elena. Did you know that you had the recorder on when you were... After you had a few drinks and you were asking for money?
I didn't realize this was making it.
Okay. No, it made it. It's here.
Woo! Are y'all winning money tonight?
No. You going to give us some?
Hell no. If you give me your money, I'll go play with it and then maybe I'll give it back to you.
I shouldn't be talking about this because I'm too drunk.
That's okay. But tell us about how much money you want.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay, this is what happened.
Okay, before you start, I'm curious.
I got $20.
Could I have, like, all or some of your money?
No, because my wife's up in the bed waiting for me.
Did you cash out already?
Oh, there it is. There's a couple $100.
Can I have some to try to gamble with? I can't have any of your money.
You cannot have any of my money. But you can do whatever my wife wants.
Well, you're looking hot.
Wow.
You're welcome. Are y'all winning money tonight?
I have won some money, yeah.
How much have you won?
Well, I've won about $260, but I played some back.
Could I have some of that?
No.
We lost all our money. Can we have some of yours?
Hopefully I got some love spread.
How much do you have?
I have enough.
What?
Just a couple hundred. It's nothing major.
Are you going to share that?
Yeah, with y'all I am.
Oh.
I get some. If I was working, y'all could have my check.
Aw.
I would work and give y'all my check.
Wow.
That's how beautiful y'all are.
See, all you got to do is ask.
He was working.
What's the worst they can say?
Oh, he wanted to give you money.
And give her the whole check.
Can I have it?
How much money did you make from asking?
$0. Well, even the guy that said he would give me money didn't give me any.
You're not hurting that.
Such a tease.
I remember one time I was
You have like fresh lash extensions. I was like, I don't think you're hurting for dead.
Well, I spent all my money on my lashes.
Yes,
I was so broke, Kelly. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to Shreveport to gamble. I had like $300 saved up in this Crown Royal velvet bag. You know those bags that
you're going to go take that money and you're going to double it, triple it.
Kelly, I was so broke. I was so broke.
And your wife said okay?
I don't remember what exactly she said, her response.
I don't think it was okay.
She did not stop me from going. And I went down there and I lost at $300.
What did you gamble on?
I was probably on the craps machine, a craps table. That's pretty much all I paid.
Did you even have gas money to get home?
Barely. I mean, I am not lying. It was like, I just got married and I was like feeling like a failure. And I went down there. My plan of action was to go gamble the $300 I did have.
So how'd you break it to her?
I just didn't come back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.